5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome in, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate show. I am your host, Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, which is a turnkey real estate company. We help investors all over the world buy their first rental property. And on this show, we help you build financial intelligence first. That's the most important piece so that you can build financial freedom second. That's the second most important piece. And on today's show, like we do every Monday, I try to do a Motivation Monday episode to try to get you in the right frame of mind, the right mindset to build wealth, because all the strategies and tactics around wealth building will go out the window. You can flush them right down the toilet, any other metaphor you can think of, if your mindset is not correct first. On today's show, I want to talk about shifting paradigms. Now, my son is 9 years old, and I feel like that little bit of his childhood like slipping through my fingers now. He's almost going to be 10 in about a year, and you know, he just wants to go out and play with his friends all the time, which is amazing, but he still wants that time where we can just sit on the couch and talk or snuggle up in bed and have a conversation about life or, Daddy, tell me a story about paranormal stuff or UFOs or read me a comic book or what do you think about this thing or that thing? And those moments to me are the most important in my life when I get to have those interactions with my children. Driving earlier today and had a chance to play a Bob Proctor interview. You might know Bob Proctor, the great speaker, one of the great speakers of all time from the stage. Of course, he famously appeared in the movie The Secret, but that was many years after his success had already been well established as a great motivator and a great thinker of manifesting and shifting paradigms. So my son said in the car, Daddy, what is a paradigm? And we had to pull in and we didn't get a chance to talk about it just then. But, you know, I feel his sort of childhood sort of slipping through my fingers a little bit. He's 9 years old and, you know, he might want to run off and play with friends. But there's still those great moments where he'll want to sit on the couch, curl up with me, ask questions and read comic books together and those sorts of things. So I made some lunch for the two of us and I said, come here, buddy, let's sit down and let's talk about this. I want to talk about this idea of the paradigm. And he said, okay. He said, well, what is a paradigm? And I said, well, you know, as Bob Proctor greatly puts it, it really is your frame of reference. It's your mindset. It's the way you see yourself now. And I've talked long, you know, many, many times here on the show about the idea of setting your paradigm. So what is your paradigm? People out there that think in terms of being a $70,000 a year salary person or a $50,000 a year person, that's your paradigm. That's how you see yourself. And I said to my son, when you can go to bed at night and think about the things you want to accomplish in your life, writing down these amazing things that you want to accomplish in your life, whether it's in a journal or a positive affirmation, I said, can you think of certain things that you would like to accomplish? Because all of those things start as a thought, as an energy that you put out into the universe. Once you put that thought into motion and then you believe that it's coming, you start to shift your paradigm. And then my son, in his infinite 9-year-old wisdom, just said, Daddy, do you think, and I said, you can create anything you want. And my son said, well, Daddy, do you think like Elon Musk ever doubts himself when he has an idea? Do you think that, you know, he wanted to shoot a car into space, which he did. He shot a Tesla into space, right? And to my son, that's like the most amazing thing ever, right? And he said, do you think that he limits his ability to see how he can do things? And I just thought that was an amazing insight from a 9-year-old. Do you think that Elon Musk has a limited paradigm? Does he see himself as unable to accomplish something? And I said, I don't know. I'm sure, look, we all have things that we're afraid to tackle and do in our lives. We all day, every day need to be working on certain paradigms. You might have one of the greatest speakers in the world standing up on stage, but that person might be, I don't know, a terrible father. And so that's something that they want to work on, becoming a better father. You might see that person on stage as an amazing speaker. And now at night, every day, maybe this person is going to work on becoming a better dad. That could be it. Elon Musk has amazing ideas about what he wants, entrepreneurial ideas, things that he wants to accomplish. And when other people tell him, no, you can't do it. What do you mean? You're going to build a tunnel underneath California? You can't do that. Yes, I can. I'm going to create the Boring Company, which drills giant holes and builds tunnels underneath California. Okay. You're going to fly people in outer space. Okay. Which he is. Next year, it's set to start. So you can do anything you put your mind to. And so one of the things you can start to do, I think, is shifting a paradigm in your life is write down all of the paradigms that you currently hold. Do you see yourself as a $50,000 a year person? And that's your ceiling. Can you even imagine making $400,000 a year in passive income from rental real estate or some other form of passive income? Can you do that? Could you become a business owner? Oh, I could never do that. And that's your paradigm. So one of the things you can do is start to put down on paper these paradigms that you currently hold. Can you shift them to the way that you want to see them? So I said to my son, what are some of the paradigms you want to hold with you at night? Maybe when you're falling asleep, some things you want to do with your life that you want to accomplish, that you want to experience in your life. And I don't want to put sort of any monetary goals on a 9-year-old. I wanted him to start to think about amazing things he could accomplish in this life. And are those things you could fall asleep saying to yourself, shifting your paradigm? Is there something you're scared of that's holding you back? Start to shift that paradigm, write it down, and then every night frame it in a positive affirmation before you fall asleep or first thing in the morning or right before a meditation when you sit down to do a meditation. Just spend that first minute of that meditation doing that positive affirmation, that paradigm shift. So Bob Proctor, in this interview that I was listening to, said, you know, I've never been able to write with my left hand. I've never been able to do anything with my left hand. So in the past 41 days, I've started just writing everything that I write with my left hand. He's like, I'm 41 days into it. And when Lewis Howes in this interview asked him why, he said, because I'm shifting my paradigm. I'm not going to tell myself that I can't write with my left hand anymore. I'm doing it. And he's 85 years old. So we're constantly changing our paradigms. We're constantly improving our paradigms and we're constantly shifting. So if a 9-year-old can have this awareness about Elon Musk as this great believer in the impossible, that he could break through what other people deem as impossible. I mean, how many of you sitting around right now on the couch or other places would say, yeah, I could start a company that'll build tunnels under California. You'd say, there's no way I could do that. I'm not capable of that. He didn't think that at all. He said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to figure out a way and I'm going to do it and I'm going to get it done. I'm going to build one of the most accessible electric cars in the world. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to launch people in outer space. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get it done. So let's alter these paradigms. For many of you, it's going to be money. You're going to think that you can't make money. You can't earn money. You can't grow money. You can't create passive income. Well, that's just garbage. That's the easiest part of real estate investing is getting money. The harder part is finding the deals, okay? So shift that paradigm. Start seeing it differently, and then you can change the world. That's how you make a big change in your life. Before we go, I do want to read some great 5-star reviews that we got from the podcast on Apple iTunes or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to this. So please leave a nice 5-star review if you'd be so kind. This one comes from Sassbro. Amazing mentor is the subject. Thank you so much. Clayton's show is one of the best podcasts out there. I started listening to him 2 years ago, and I've since been able to build the life of my dreams through real estate investing. That is fantastic. Thank you so much. Trevor Oldham says, excellent podcast. Being new to the real estate investing industry, I listened to Clayton's podcast and have learned a lot so far. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. If you'd be so kind as to leave a nice 5-star review in the iTunes store and the Apple Podcasts, or if you're listening on Overcast, just hit the little star while you're listening right now. That helps recommend the podcast to other people. That way they can go out there and start taking action and building a real estate portfolio that could change their lives. Thanks so much, everyone. We'll see you back here on Wednesday with another episode of the Investing in Real Estate show. Bye, everyone.